Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. In this episode, I'm joined by Anja von Niersen, the CEO of Mylance, a joint venture between Daimler Truck, Traton Group and the Volvo Group. It's currently building a pan-European charging network, and I caught up with her in the cab of a Mercedes-Benz eActros 600 at the opening of a new site in Germany.
Anja, thank you very much for joining us in this eActros 600.
Now, happy to be here.
For listeners who don't actually know, can you just explain what Mylance is exactly?
Yeah, of course. Well, happy to be here. Thank you for having me on your podcast. It's very nice. Well, what is Mylance? Mylance is the joint venture that was initiated by the big OEMs. It was Daimler, it was Volvo and Traton. And this is including the Daimler truck brand and also Volvo Renault, as well as Scania MAN. And they saw a future for themselves in being fully electric. So they were really foreseeing already that electric trucks were going to be their future for their companies. And they started 5 years ago with the idea that they would need infrastructure. So we started Mylance out of that idea, just an idea. And we started Mylance 4 years ago with the full intent to build the pan-European infrastructure along the corridors for long-haul electric vehicles.
Okay. And we're at the opening of a site today. So how many is this now?
This is number 34.
Okay.
Number 34 within 4 years. I think in a few weeks we have number 35. So we are expanding very gradually, but consistently, roughly with a 20 sites per year.
Oh, right. Okay. So quite a big investment then.
It's not a small investment.
No, I bet. So what about in the UK? I think I'm right in saying there's one in Immingham at the moment, but there's a second one coming in Kent somewhere, I think, isn't it?
We are investigating multiple options at the moment in the UK. But as the UK is no longer part of the EU schemes, it makes it quite difficult to build in the UK. And of course, that has to do with the level of investments, because everything we build in Europe is subsidized by the AFIF subsidies, which is roughly 27 to 30% of the full investment. And if I go to the UK, I don't get that level of help in doing the investment. So we are looking into the UK to find a way to make it more doable, especially as the prices in the UK are way higher than in the EU.
Yeah. Okay. So are they all on the main arteries across Europe and some ports, I guess?
Yes, we look at the logistical hotspots and the logistical corridors. So it is harbors, airports, and then the connecting corridors. So we are looking at all the major highways, everything which is 10T corridor announced, but also look at the logistic hotspots alongside these corridors.
Okay. And are any of the sites close to capacity yet, or are they all quite empty?
We have them in every single form and sort. I mean, we have already sites which have reached their full capacity within 6 months, which is ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah.
But there you see how quickly this is expanding. But we also have sites who follow the predicted route to utilization. And we have some sites, some areas in Europe that are a bit falling behind. So we have them in every sort and form.
Okay. So they're not all the same size, are they? Then the same number of chargers?
No. We have very big ones with 10 chargers, 20 bays, like in Antwerp. And we have more and more like these ones with 4 bays, 4 chargers, but with the intent to expand rapidly.
So we
can expand here, in good cooperation, of course, with SVG here, who is owning this plot. So if we see enough traction and we see enough utilization and we have the grids already bespoken for, then we can build as quickly as we can.
I see. So some of the truck stops in Germany in particular are huge. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 trucks at night. How is that going to work one day when all those trucks are electric?
Well, when all those trucks are electric, we are not building directly at the highway. We are building like here off highway. So it will take quite a long time before all the trucks will be electric. So the diesel trucks will still be parking on the highway, probably. We will go a little bit off highway because there the access to energy is easier.
Ah, okay.
And also the facilities are way better. So we are looking for places where you have access and where you have facilities, but we also built quite a lot of new truck hubs. And with that, so we have deliberately decided not to build too much on sites alongside the highway because we don't want to disturb the parking behavior there. So first we add new sites to it, fully electrified, and then we will move more into that. So we will not make it more complicated for existing truck drivers, for diesel trucks to park where they have to.
So generally, you're piggybacking on someone else's facilities. Sometimes. You don't have to provide the toilets and the restaurant because...
Sometimes, but the majority of our fields are greenfields, where we do build our own amenities. And we don't build complete restaurants, but we do build then the toilets, the showers, the good coffee, the water, and some vending machines when that are a bit bigger sites as well.
I see. Okay. Now, what about prices? Do they vary across Europe, or have you got a standard price per kilowatt for all of your sites?
Well, we had a standard price per kilowatt till January 1st of this year. And as of January 1st, we have changed a bit our pricing model. We have prices per country because the energy system per country differs and the cost per country differs. So we have prices per country and we have introduced volume pricing based on locations, but also on the full network. So if people drive every day the same route with an electric truck and they know exactly where they need to stop, we can give them better prices for those specific locations. Or if people say we drive all across Germany, but not outside of Germany, which could be, then we could give a specific country-based pricing.
I see. Now, how does someone pay for it? Do you have a Mylance card or do you accept numerous cards? How does that work?
We basically have three different ways of getting into a Mylance site and pay for it. We have Mylance Direct, which is roughly 80% of all our traffic on site, which is a direct connection between Mylance and the logistics, where we have a specific price. They get a Mylance card. They can use the Mylance card to come in and start charging. And by the end of the month, the company will get an invoice. That's the easiest way. Then we have the direct payment. So every site has a payment terminal. And you can use whatever payment means that you want, whether it's a credit card or a Google Pay or an Apple, whatever pay, to do a direct payment. That is possible. And then we have, of course, also the EMSPs, so the mobility service providers for the electric trucks, that can have a contract with Mylance, and we will be part of their roaming agreements. And they can also be used on the Mylance side.
I see. And presumably the power varies from site to site. Are any megawatt ready?
We are having already quite a lot of sites megawatt ready. For every site that we build, we immediately ask for a bigger grid connection. And we will start megawatt charging build out as of the 1st of January 27. We will do a few sites in the second half of 26. We expect the big ramp up of MCS capable trucks in 27. So we will start our big rollout as of Jan 1st, 27.
Okay. And what's the biggest hurdle for you guys? Is it getting the grid connections, you know, getting enough power to the site, or is it getting planning permission?
We basically have three major challenges that we need to deal with. One is getting the grid connection, so getting enough power to the site, but also within a acceptable time frame. So within weeks or months and not within years. So we really would like to see that we can get access to grid, priority access to grid, because this is an economic power for Europe. And is really helping for the independence of Europe. So we really need to have priority to grid access. And we need to get priority to permitting. And what we see now is that within Europe, permitting can vary between 60 days and 400 days, which is for us not doable. No. So we really need to have that within weeks and not within months or years. So that's the second one. The third one is, this is, of course, quite an expensive hobby. A lot of capital is needed to get this right. And to get this ready for trucks, this is also something different. So we need to get access, a good access to the capital markets. And for that, because it is very early market, we need to get a de-risking mechanism in place for the whole of Europe that can take away our first 3 to 5 years of market risk. So if that could be done from a governmental or European level, then we could get easier access to capital. So we can build out quicker and we can accelerate even more.
Yeah.
So it's energy, it's permitting, and it's de-risking of funding.
Yeah. And finally, why aren't there more electric trucks on the road? I mean, it's certainly not down to availability. Look at this lineup here. It's quite amazing what the truck manufacturers have done. They've come to the table. They've delivered.
Yes.
But people, certainly in the UK, where we're down to, I think we're less than 1% of new trucks are electric. What needs to change as far as you're concerned to boost demand?
Well, we brought out a few white papers 2 weeks ago. Everybody can download that from the Milence.com website. And what you see there is that there is a high dependency on the traction of electric trucks per country and the measures that have been taken to support that. And of course, we saw now in the UK also some supporting measures.
That's right. There's grants available now.
Yeah. They were really good.
Yes.
I think they are really good. So you will see also in the UK now quite an uptake in purchasing of e-trucks. And that is what we see is needed. And that has to do with the difference in pricing between diesel and electricity. So the energy system and the taxability of the energy system, that is something that plays a role. Then we have the toll exemptions. In some countries, you see that there is a full, there's a 0% toll for electric trucks, like here in Germany. And that was a big boost.
Yeah. And I think Switzerland as well, isn't it?
Switzerland is doing bad. The Netherlands have now started. And there are more countries, but Switzerland, Germany and the Netherlands they are the most advanced. So there that has started. And then, you have some schemes, which is now also available in the UK, where there is some subsidy on the truck. So if you have a lot of those measures lined up, then you see that people really are very eager to jump in. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Anya, thank you very much for your time.
Very good. Thank you.
Cheers.